President Biden said today that he supports the Cuban people who took to the streets yesterday in the biggest protest the country has seen in decades. Protesters chanting Libertad, or freedom, signaled they are fed up with the repressive communist government and its handling of the economy. Joining us now is Jose Miguel Vivanco. He's director of the Americas Division at Human Rights Watch. Jose, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So as far as you can tell, what is driving these protests? What's behind them?
The economic conditions, shortages of food, medicine, the pandemic is obviously having an important role here, and lack of access to, consistent access to electricity, and repression in general, lack of freedom and police brutality, you know, recent action against artists and intellectuals and independent journalists by the government is obviously having an impact as well.
And why do you think all of those factors are coming to a head right now and boiling over?
Look, it's hard to say, but my sense is that the Cuban people is pretty fed up with the lack of progress, improvement in terms of economic and social conditions. And the fact that there is no a Castro, either Fidel or Raúl Castro, in charge. The current one, Díaz-Canel, is not very well known in Cuba. And I don't think he has the gravitas or the credibility to address these issues in Cuba.
Hmm. Cuba, not exactly known for its mass protests, is it? So how rare are demonstrations of this scale?
Unprecedented. We haven't seen something like this ever, actually, in Cuba, because this is not concentrated only in La Habana, in the capital. There are many Cuban provinces, important cities, that experience are experiencing this type of demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations. So this is actually the first time that something of this sort happened in Cuba.
Hmm. And one of your jobs at Human Rights Watch is to track how the government is responding to protests like this. What are you seeing in terms of government response and police response?
Unfortunately, the current government is resorting to brutality. There are complaints about massive arbitrary arrest, as well as people wounded, and they are going after senior citizens, kids, women, without discriminating. And this is actually a very, very fluid situation that could end up in something actually very, very serious.
Hmm. There have been some liberalizations in Cuba over the past few years that have been important. So, for instance, more Cubans have mobile phones now with access to the internet in social media. We've seen that play a major role in uprisings and protests across the world in recent years. What kind of role do you think that has played here?
Social media has played a fundamental role in Cuba, I would say, during the last 2 to 3 years. Cubans are using Instagram, Facebook, Twitter extensively across the island. And it helps them to connect it with the rest of the world, of course, to organize themselves and to use YouTube, for instance, to make these abuses that are ongoing on a daily basis in Cuba visible for themselves as well as for the rest of the world.
Hmm. I wonder if the government is somehow regretting its decision to liberalize there on that front.
I mean, they have mixed feelings about this. And yesterday, for instance, they cut off internet completely for a couple of hours for the entire island. And then they reestablished access to internet, but selectively. They realized that if they cut off internet for the island, that might provoke segment of Cuban society who are not part of these demonstrations will probably join the demonstrations. So what they are trying to do is selectively isolate some locations or individuals who they know that are connected with these peaceful demonstrations.
Well, we do see that there are some supporters of the government that did rally on the streets over the weekend, and the BBC is reporting that there were clashes between those two groups. As these tensions continue, what are you watching for?
It's really, really critical that some democratic governments, those ones who might have some influence in Cuba, I'm thinking about the socialist government in Spain, for instance, or the socialist government in Mexico, they should stand up and send crystal clear messages to the Cuban regime, the Cuban government, that they have to respect the universal right of peaceful demonstrations.
Jose Miguel Vivanco is director of the Americas Division of Human Rights Watch. He's watching these rare protests unfold in Cuba. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.